Here a clip of Randolph Winters speaking about the time travels with Asket. It means Billy's time travels with Asket in 1956.
Okay, as we learned earlier in some of the tapes, Asket did just that, and that she, on several occasions, took Billy on trips in the past. They went once to to meet the Rabbi Jicelli. They went into old Egypt to learn about that history and about the Bafath, which caused so many problems here. And on one particular occasion, she's taking Billy to Jordan, and from here I need to quit calling him Billy, because throughout this time period he was still known as Edward. It wouldn't be for several years after that that he would pick up the nickname of Billy. So I'll try to remember to call him Edward as much as possible. If I forget, just substitute Edward every place I say Billy. We are now in the year 1956. Asket has taken Billy on a ride with her in her ship, and they are in Jordan. Billy's been there once before with her, where they spent several days educating him all about his mission and the most unusual life that lay before him, and he learned a lot of the things about himself, as well as he was greatly educated in a lot of other matters about the universe, life, and the future that would serve him well. Interestingly enough, when they were in Jordan and they were walking, they came across a rather unusual individual named Jitchi. Now, Jitchi was a traveler, kind of a guy on the road, and Jitchi was about 59 years old. He was a Russian, and he had left Russia and taken off on his own and was just traveling with his pots and pans and experiencing the world and carrying his Bible with him. He was a Bible-carrying, God-fearing man. Well, they had a couple of conversations with Jitchi, and told him that they'd probably see Jitchi again, which to their surprise, they actually did. They returned 2 days later to Jordan and to continue their contacts, because what they're going to do, Asket has brought Billy, at the age of 19 now, to Jordan in the current time period of 1956, because they're going to return back to the year 32 in that same location. And for some reason, she brought him to Jordan, and they're talking there and discussing about his future life and his past life and so forth. And Jitchi comes and surprises them at the ship. They weren't expecting to see Jitchi at that point, but there he was. So Jitchi comes along with them, and I should give you a little background. Now, we went over this on another tape, so I'll run through it kind of quickly. Jitchi was a very religious type of person and had a lot of trouble understanding that this lady Asket could be from another world and was not an angel sent by God. So after they got over that hump, it was decided that it might be a good idea for Jitchi to come along, and he was extended the opportunity to come with them if he chose to do so. And there were some discussions, of course. Jitchi told them that he was God-fearing and believed in the Bible and all of this, and they had to have a few conversations with Jitchi before they left to explain that, one, Asket was not an angel. She did not come behalf on any God, and she was not here to change the world or anything, and that Edward was undergoing, you might say, history lessons, and that the purpose of this mission was to educate him, and that Edward had already put out much effort over his short lifetime so far to educate himself very well in matters of spirit and so forth, so he would be ready for this particular journey that he was getting ready to take. Well, as I mentioned on the other tape, Jitchi goes with him. They do make a few other time jumps through history and kind of get up to speed, so to speak, so they'd be ready for this one. It's no secret that probably nothing has had more impact on our society on this planet the last 2,000 years than Christianity, i.e. the story of Jesus Christ. And no matter where you go on the planet, you can get yourself into a darn good discussion with anyone when you bring up the subject of religion. Because depending on where you were born and how you were raised, people from all different parts of the world all have a little different viewpoint. The majority of the world does not believe in Christianity. Just simple numbers, most of the people are either Islamic or Buddhist. Not that many of them are Christian. Now, we live here in America where predominantly this is a Christian society. When you're born into this world, that's what you are told is true. There's no reason for us not to believe it. This is what our parents and everyone tells us, but there really is no proofs provided, and we are not an open-minded society, at least we haven't been too much in the past, that allows you the freedom to actually learn about all the other religions. Jitsi was probably similar to that and was having a very difficult time now understanding what's going on and that how history could have got changed and altered so much. You can imagine what might happen to someone's mind when suddenly they find out most of the things that they know and they've been told are a little different. They're different and they've been changed on purpose. So that one might irritate you to find out that you've been misled, that things have been misrepresented all of your life, and you were educated wrong. Well, they take off for the year 32. They get into Ascot's ship. Ascot, they're in Jordan now in 1956. The ship just pulls away from Earth. And as Edward described it, they pulled off the planet. You could see the planet very small down below. Ascot does something with the instrumentation, and they immediately kind of race right back into the planet and land pretty much in the same place that they were, except it's no longer the year 1956, it's the year 32. I know the calendars are off, and when we talk of the year 32 here, we're talking about the age of Emmanuel, or Jesus Christ. From now on, we're going to call him Emmanuel, because that was his real name. In the old language, it was spelled J-M-M-A-N-U-E-L. Not so with an I or an E, but with a J. So we'll refer to him from now on as Emmanuel. Okay? They are now in what we're going to call the year 32, and it's just a few days before the crucifixion. They arrive there, and they get outside of the ship, and the first thing that Edward notices, he's looking around to see how much different everything looked, because they landed right back in the same spot. They're just a couple thousand years earlier. Well, he notices that the vegetation's quite a bit different. Trees are different. Some of the hills, the slopes and angles on them are a little bit different. But for the most part, he's able to recognize the landscape, and he can tell right away that he's at the same spot that they just left. Jitsi right away jumps out of the ship and grabs his pots and pans and his bag and everything with him and his Bible because he's having a very difficult time understanding all this. It's quite a shock to your system to be 59 years old and to have all of your well-placed logic suddenly being shattered. Well, Ascot explains that they're going to have to change their clothes because they're going to be here for 4 days and they're going to do some traveling on foot and they're going to go to different places and they're going to mingle among the locals. And it's going to be necessary for them to wear these language translators around their belt. And she has some robes for them, which look like the typical robes of the time. Clothes were quite simple then. People didn't have haircuts too much, and they just, in most cases, just wore some sort of robe. And they had that, as well she had, and it isn't explained why, but she also asked them to take off their earthly clothes and put on the clothes that she brought for them from her planet. And these were silvery kind of looking suits of some sort of soft material. They had to put these on, and then they put the robes over top of that. And Edward was quite concerned. He was almost chuckling. Gee, I hope nobody pulls this robe off of me and sees me glowing like this silver thing here. So it isn't explained why they need to wear that, but it might have something to do as far as protection, but they don't really go into that. They have language translators so they can understand the language of the day, which I believe was Aramaic. That's what the old... I don't know if Aramaic was something they wrote or spoke. I'm not sure about that. So they proceed, and they leave the ship. Ascot explains that they're going to be on the road now for 4 days, and they take off on the road. Well, Jitsi still is mumbling as they go down the road. He's got his Bible with him, and he's getting very nervous because he already knows what's lying ahead. That actually they're going to speak to Emmanuel, that he, after all these years of his life, he never considered the possibility that he might actually come face to face with and actually speak to and talk to Emmanuel. He is so glorified in our time, we've so exaggerated and blown out of proportion who he really was, that now we liken him to a god. Some religions like to call him the creator of the universe, the creator of all men, and there's just no limit to some of the exaggerations, when in fact he was a human being like the rest of us. So Jitsi's having a very difficult time, and already the arguments as they go down the road are kind of breaking out, and Edward's trying to calm him down, and so is Ascot. And she remarks a silly statement like, he can't wait to see this guy, Emanuele's going to wring his neck, because he's kind of upset that he's finding out historically that things aren't really the way that we've been told. And Edward is defending Emanuele and says, well, I don't think that's really quite the right attitude to take here, Jitsi, because it's not his fault. Emmanuel's living in a time when there's also a lot of ignorance, and I believe him to be a very intelligent, worthwhile human being, and probably very loving. And it's not his fault for all the things that have happened down the years and all the exaggerations. So you need to lighten up here a little bit. And Jitsi calms down just a little bit.